Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all that you allow us to achieve from morning till now. Thank you for the strength that you give to us, to my brothers and our sisters, those who are here, and those who are in other places. Thank you for all the families, the workers, the pastors, and the elders of the church. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining each and every one of us. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the worship in all our families and the churches that meet on this day of the week, O God. Thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you for all the ministry that has been done from morning till now in various places, O Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, O God. And we pray, Lord, to continue to pray for the protection of all the brethren from this pandemic, protection upon the jobs and the visas, the incomes, the salaries. Maintain it, O Lord. And I pray also for strength and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us. I pray for those who have no job. Provide them income, O God. I pray for healing for the sick, O Lord. I pray for doors to be opened also, for those who are seeking your will and your plan in their life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray also for all the congregation and all the extension of your church here in UAE, Lord, and Bahrain, Kuwait, Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, and also Sierra Leone. We pray for all this extension with their congregations, family, members, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, for favor that come from you upon them, O Lord, from these places that have been spread, O God. And I pray also, Lord, for the refilling of the Holy Spirit. I pray for more, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spiritual gifts we receive, so that you will serve you with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We pray for gift of healing, gift of evangelism. Pray for pastors and teachers. I pray for gift of faith. I pray for gift of exhortation. We pray, O Lord, that we will all will be on fire for you, Lord. I pray for zeal. I pray for faithfulness. I pray for patience. I pray for the attitude of Jesus and His character to be manifested in our life, to have more love, more joy and peace, gentleness and kindness and self-control, long-suffering, patience, perseverance, faith, faithfulness, generosity, giving and humility. Lord, we pray, O God, that people will see you through our lives, O God. We pray that you will live as the salt of the earth. We will live as a light for others to know you, to hear your word from us in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that you enable us by faith to move mountains, O Lord, to overcome obstacles, to cross and reach places that you are sending us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray even for tonight worship. We pray, O Lord, to anoint the message, anoint the songs and the prayers, and we bring those who are in the way, O Lord, and even this recording, we pray that you anoint it to reach this destination and where you allow and where you are calling this record to reach. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord. Give Him the praise and give Him the glory and the honor that He deserves.
Dancing is out of the kingdom.
We trust you, Lord, that you will make a way, O God, for you, for us, your church, your people, to continue to move forward, doing the will of yours, reaching people and living the purpose that you ordained for each and every one of us life. Lord, O God, let your will be done on earth as is in heaven. O God, I pray, O Lord, that your purpose will be prevailed in spite of all the vices and the work of devil and the work of man. Lord, you will nullify all the forces, all wisdom that cannot stand against your will. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. We magnify your name. You make a way, Lord. We trust you, God, that you will make a way.
Thank you.
Us even now with your word, cleanse us and sanctify us of the things that you will teach us. Give us attentive, tender heart and humble spirit to accept your word and your teaching. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for our jobs and incomes that we have receiving from you. Here we are brought to you, Lord, our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and our vows. Open the windows of heaven and bless it and pour us so much blessing and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Let all nations know we are blessed by you. Whatever devourer, O God, pestilence, fines, greediness, and abuse, injustice, rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Don't allow these things to come and affect your blessing in our life. And I pray also, Lord, multiply this money and your anointing upon the people who will take care of this money, that they will use it according to your will and the direction of the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue today, meditate from the book of Ruth, and we continue to be in chapter 2, Ruth chapter 2, and in verse 2, you know, when I say that when Ruth asked her mother-in-law that she will go to glean, and Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. You know, the word of Naomi to Ruth, which she told Ruth, what she called her? She called her my daughter. See, now we know Naomi that she has two sons and she has husband, but she loses them. She has no daughters. But as she obeys the Lord, she finds that really that she has a real daughter. Not a daughter-in-law, but a real daughter of her she was. But what I want to say here, when you come to God and you humble down before Him and go back in the way that He want you to go, even you had lost a lot of things, but then God will restore step by step. We'll find daughter and son and maybe other things on the way God will give. And let's go move down now and read verse 10. You know, Moses, we have explained that after he hear the report about Ruth, he assured her to stay there and to work there daily and not to go to other place. And he told her, if you are thirsty, come and drink water. In verse 10, let us read what she answered. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for your word to us. Anoint my lips, oh God, and put verses and statement and direct the message, the flow of it, according to your will, according to the need of your church and your people. Mold us, oh God, change our lives, Help us to obey what you are going to say to us. We bless you, Lord. I pray for people to repent. Pray for people to make a decision that give you glory and honor, that you will make commitment that will please into your presence, into your sight. We thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The answer of Ruth here, when he told her these things, she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground. She was thankful. She was also grateful. She appreciated the favor that she had also received from that man. And you know, also she saw, and also she showed that she is a humble woman. You know, many when they will receive favor, they will receive a blessing, you can see that their head become big. And they are becoming very hard to reach. But this woman, we can see that she humbled down. You know how we know that she humbled down? Not that because she bowed down, but she accepted one thing. In verse 10, she accepted the last statement, seeing him as a stranger. She told him, why are you like this? Care for me, and I am a stranger. She accepts that she is a stranger. She is not ashamed of it, or she did not deny it. And she appreciates that even if she is a stranger, somebody is caring for her. Do you think that she has a pride, this woman? I believe there is no pride, because she accepts her lost state, and that's reality. And you know, the Bible speaks how you can differentiate people. Somebody else, Ruth, she will go, she will boast. You know, only me, he told me like this, I am the best there. In the Proverbs chapter 27, Proverbs chapter 27 verse 21. You know, how we can know the people? 27 verse 21. As the refining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. You know, how they will know the silver, there's a finding pot, and I did not work in silver, I did not think about it. But they know it this way. And the gold, they put him in the fire, and the component of it will be revealed. How about the man? How we know what is inside the man? With the praise he received. With the increased salary, yeah, with the education, with the promotion, with the problem solved. Then after that you can check. Check the head, the attitude, the response. Then you will know if he is humble or no. What kind is that? Is he grateful or ungrateful? Now here, we can see that she was grateful. And you know, she accepted that she is a stranger in a way. She cannot believe why he is treating her good. She's asking him. What she asked him? She asked him, she told him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Why Boaz? Now the question here, why Boaz was taking care of her? Can we make a formula why Boaz was taking care of Ruth, or he give her a good welcome? Why? Because she's a good girl? Or maybe. Because she's humble? Or maybe she's humble, yeah. She's humble. Why? Can you tell us why? Because she took care of her mother-in-law and hear about it. This all could be a possible yes. But there is one reason that make Boaz taking care of her. In addition to all these things, if you read the last word in the verse 10, who was Ruth? Huh? A foreigner, what he call her? In the King James, she was a stranger. A stranger. Boaz cared for her because she was a stranger. Why? Because the scripture teaches us that God had asked his people to care for the strangers. You know, when I was preparing this message this week, I asked God forgiveness. Because I am now almost 16, 17 years standing and preaching, but I did not preach about what God taught us about strangers, what we need to do for them. Let's go now through the scriptures, and we will learn from the scriptures how and why God wants us to care for the strangers. In the book of Exodus, chapter 22. Of the Exodus chapter 22 and verse 21, he say, "Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt." And also in the book of Leviticus, this command repeated. Chapter 19, verse 33. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, you shall not vex him. We should not vex the stranger. Those who are foreign from the place that they are living. They move from place to place. Vex is to disturb, to annoy, to hurt, to exasperate. That is the meaning of vex. Why? Because he told him, you were a stranger in Egypt. The stranger, he different land, different food, he lost the relationship, the privileges in his land, a new atmosphere. That make life more difficult. So don't add to his trouble. And also we can read Exodus chapter 23 verse 9. "And thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt." He say, you know how he feel inside. You know, sometimes we need to put ourselves instead of those people, strangers, and feel what they feel. And then we need to treat them the same. That's what motivate Boaz to care for her more when he hear that she's good. God say, you know the heart of the strangers. You were there. You were suffering, so don't do with them bad, but do and treat them well. So they'll be comforted in their foreign land that they are passing through. Do you believe that God cared for the strangers? Yeah, he cared, because he asked his people to care for them. In same chapter, Exodus chapter 23, verse 12, say, 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. As you say here, Work 6 days, 7 days, you rest, you and the animal with you, and also the maid, and the strangers also. And you know, sometimes those who have works or they have laborer with them, themselves they will enjoy their weekend, but they let their workers to work and oppress them. He said they will refresh. And those who do such, especially some companies, they don't give off. They will work the whole days of the week. What will happen? They will not be refreshed. And God will be happy with that? God will not be happy. So we need to work 6 days, and 7 days we have to rest, so that we'll be refreshed, and not only we, also the people with us, especially the strangers. And let's read also now Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 10. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of their vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. And also Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor, unto the strangers. I am the Lord your God. He says here, when you harvest your field, or when you glean your grape, this one grapes, and whatever you are harvesting, if something left or fall down, don't go and take it, but keep it for the poor, and keep it also for the strangers, because they don't have farm. The other, they will, when they will pass by, they find it, they will pick it up, and they will eat. So God is caring for the strangers. He is showing them love, and He wants us also to show love to those strangers, because that could be how they are provided. As we have read in the story of Ruth, she was provided by this way. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, and verse 34, let's say, but the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt, and I am the Lord your God. He say that when somebody is strangers coming with you, he say that you need to love him as you love yourself. So what do you mean here? That whatever you are getting for yourself, you have also give to him. Whatever you treat yourself, also you treat him. You know, sometimes we are very biased. We don't want to show such kind of love, but the word of God today reminds us. He said, you were like that. Now think about this person. You were there. You felt it was painful. Now you have not to do the same. So here God is teaching us now how to love. And that's one way of to evangelize, to reach the people, the strangers, by showing them love and care for them. And let's read also Leviticus chapter 24. Now we are learning new things. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 22. He said, you shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country, for I am the Lord your God. He says, even the laws, and coming to justice and judgment, you have one law for your own country, your own people, and for the stranger. You should not differentiate. You should have one law, not that because he is a stranger, you abuse him, you oppress him, and you stand with your countrymen against the stranger. He said, no, that cannot be. Don't be biased. There's no favoritism. You should have one law. And also in the book of Numbers, book of Numbers, chapter 15 and verse 16, one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. Again, he repeats here, one law and one manner. Don't change the law for your behalf to take advantage of a stranger. That should not be there. And also, Deuteronomy chapter 24. Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse 17. He says, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 17, thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. He says, now I'm just speaking about the stranger. He says, don't pervert the judgment of the stranger. Not because he is a stranger, you don't give him his right. No. You should give him what is his right. God, from these scriptures, he is caring for the strangers, and we need to be careful, because when we do things and we break these commands, God will be angry with us, and God will fight for the strangers. He will fight us for the sake of the strangers. And Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 19, what will happen when we take advantage of the stranger or abuse them, or because we are the people of the land, we will threaten them? Yeah? You lose the law to take advantage of them. What will happen? Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 19. Cursed be he that perverted the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, widow, and all the people shall say amen. These are the underprivileged people. The poor, the widow, the stranger. When you take advantage of them, because they have no voice to fight, they can't complain, they are afraid, you will be receiving the curse from God. In Psalm 146, Psalm 146, and verse 9. The Lord preserve the stranger. He relieve the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. What you see here about stranger? He preserves. He keep the stranger. He protects them. You know, maybe you remember your life, you go to some place, you don't know anyone. You know, the first time you go there, but then you find everything was arranged for you. Who arranged that? God, because he loved you. And God, because he loved me, he preserved the stranger. He showed love to them so that they will know there's a God who cares for them. He raised up people to help them. Like now, here Boaz, treating Ruth well, and she say, I not expect this, I'm a stranger. What happened? He told her, you are in the right place. Let us have a place in our heart toward the strangers. Amen. Let us ask God forgiveness. Before we did not care for strangers. Let us do it from this day on. God willing, next week we'll have more teaching about how to care for strangers. Let's go. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord, for your word that open eyes and humbling us, teaching us your ways. Forgive me, Lord, in the past, I did not care for strangers. I'm not aware of this. Ask forgiveness, Lord. Teach us more of your ways, O God. Lead us to care for those who are strangers, not to oppress them or vex them or hurt them. Help us to discern the affection of their heart. Help us to refresh them. Show them love as you working to preserve them, O God. Help us to work with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, O God, take our life and help us to walk in your ways. We give our lives to you. Use them for your glory. Take your word and separate it. Let it be fruit that you desire in the life of your church and your people. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.